Hey, everyone. This is Michelle Jackson from Michelle is Money Hungry. And I am excited to do today's episode because I think there are a couple of things that we all should consider as we go into summer. It's way too hot, by the way. It's going to be in the 90s to mid 90s in Denver the first week of June. Holy bizarro. But weather's changing. So anyway, this week's episode, we're going to talk about the power of saying no, reworking my vision board, losing weight, my monthly earnings report, and any other random thing that might come up. So, and this week's star affiliate is SiteGround. If you are in the process of creating a website to host your podcast or your future blog, SiteGround is the blog host, the web host that I strongly recommend. I will include a link to a blog post I wrote about why I'm breaking up with HostGator and Bluehost and why SiteGround is where you should host your future website. Great customer service, dealing with a lot fewer people. People are so happy to work with SiteGround, and I'm happy to share them with you. There will be a link in the show notes to my blog post all about SiteGround. And without further ado, let's get into the show. So this year has been really interesting so far. And one of the interesting things that has come up is the fact that I'm saying no a lot to a lot of things. I'm saying no to random hanging out for random stuff I could care less about. I'm saying no to anything that doesn't move my personal agenda forward. I'm saying no to stuff that doesn't serve me well. And in the process of saying no, I'm learning a lot about myself, about creating boundaries, about what's really important for me. And it's hard because when you're saying no, sometimes that can come across like you're down on the suggestion, or it could come across like the person that's suggesting something is not like on your list, and that's not the case whatsoever. I'm saying no so that I can say yes to the things that I'm trying to do to move my life forward. Things I'm focused on this year, and I'll get into it a little bit when I kind of share how I've reworked my vision board, is I'm really wanting to lose the 31 pounds. Recently, I went on a all-day, like a five-hour hike. These are very typical activities that Colorado people do. We hike on weekends or during the week. And I went on this hike, and I was literally the last person in the group the entire day. So what I mean by that is there were like 12 of us, and oh my God, I'm yawning. There were 12 of us, excuse me, and you know, you're on the path, and I was always the last person in the group. And it was so frustrating. It was so demoralizing. It was really just, I was so mad because I used to run hikes. I used to be a leader of hikes and take people into the mountains and share nature with them. And I just could barely keep up. And I just was like, as God is my witness, this will be the last time I feel like this. And I just was so frustrated and just mad. I was just mad. Like it was a wonderful hike, wonderful group of people, but I just was mad at myself. And so I'm really being mindful about what I'm eating, who I'm hanging out with, the activities that I'm doing, because I'm really trying to do things that are in alignment with where my goals are. Back to saying no, I'm not going to conferences this year because that's money that I could spend paying off debt or investing more. Like this year, that's where my head is at. Previous years, I was like, I am so far behind on my, I'm so indebted that taking a vacation really isn't going to change my trajectory. But this year, actually, it could, because I'm getting really close to having just my student loans to pay on. And so now I'm making really really focused decisions so that I can get closer to just having one thing that I'm paying on. So it's been really, it's been a change, I think, for people who know me to have me say no. And whether they be business related friends or family members or just regular friends, where I'm just like, no, everything I'm doing for a reason. And this is this season that I'm in. So I reworked my vision board, and I'm really woo-woo. I love my vision board. I think they're freaking awesome. And one of the things I realized in looking at this year's vision board was it was a little manic. It was like a little all over the place. And I realized that you can have a list of goals, but that they typically are housed under big areas of interest. So for example, if I have 5 debts that I want to pay off, that really is housed under money or make more money or debt freedom. So that's like money. So for me, I looked at my board and I was like, this board isn't working this year. Like it's too much. It's too complicated. It's not moving me forward in the way that I need it to, because I can't focus on one or two or three things. And so I decided to take everything off the board and then rework it. So this year, the only two things that I'm working on is making more money and losing weight. Everything else will come out of that. Building confidence, dating, debt freedom, all that stuff. But losing weight and making more money are the two areas of focus that I really am finding to be the most important for me, because I've been working on them for so long. I've been working on debt freedom for 5 years now. And there are some things that just are dragging along. And I was like, you know what? As I look at my individual like mini goals, they all are like a ton of them were just under money and health. And especially after having a relative diagnosed with cancer in the past year, they are currently in remission this year. I feel a huge sense of guilt about not taking care of my health and wellness. And so that is why those are the two things I'm focused on. Last year, I broke apart my interests. This will all make sense in a second. Last year, I broke apart my personal interests and had Michelle's money. I had my money blog, I had my Colorado blog, and I had a business blog. And the thing that I learned from that was you can do two things, but you can't do three. And so similar to that, I've really decided that with my life, that I, at any given time, I'm focusing on no more than two things, because you can't more than that. Your focus just isn't there. It's very, very difficult to kind of zero in on the things that you need to do to make those goals happen. So I'm really excited to say that I've tweaked my vision board. Weirdly enough, the third thing that I've been focusing on started happening after I removed it off the board. So weird. I won't talk about that for a while, but it was just a weird thing. Back to fitness. I definitely will be also going to the doctor to get my hormones checked, my blood checked, just to make sure that I am approaching, you know, my fitness and weight loss in the best way, given whatever it is my body is doing. I don't want to have a hormone, like a thyroid issue, and just be trying to lose weight, but I can't because my thyroid is all jacked up. So I'm wanting to get all that checked out, and I will keep you guys posted to see how that goes. This month, today, I shared my monthly earnings from May. And by monthly earnings, I'm only talking about my passive income earnings. I love passive income. I'm a huge fan of passive income. And so I started publishing a blog post, a blog income report each month. And the reason why, there are a couple of reasons. One is it was just helpful for me to see what my efforts were creating. Like, it just gave me a place to focus. two, one of the things is what you focus on will grow. So by knowing that I was focusing on passive income, I knew that I would take certain actions to make my income grow, that passive income grow. So that has been the case, and I'm starting to see some patterns as well. So it's been a very interesting experience sharing my blog income reports. I made about $217 in passive income last in May. I will say this, there is each person's passive income report is specific to them. I don't include freelance income, not because I'm anti-freelance income, but because my goal is to grow passive income. Many people forget that most podcasts and blogs are used to as a platform to grow income in different ways, like in different, most people use their blogs or podcasts, vlogs, whatever, as a way to leverage their expertise to grow income in different ways. Like that's why many online entrepreneurs have, they have freelancing, they have affiliate income, they have coaching that they do, they have brand partnerships, they have all these different things that they do to really grow their income. And so for me, I really want to put the majority of my focus on passive income related streams of revenue versus freelancing. And I was nervous that if I always reported freelance income, that my focus would shift and I would do only things to grow that versus doing things to grow the passive income. So I am not anti-freelance writing at all. I make money doing it, but I'm pro being self-aware enough that where you focus is where things grow. And so I have a certain amount of money that I try to earn each month via freelance writing, and I try to keep it at that amount. And then I really go hard on these other areas of focus. So just as a side note, that is basically a recap for May, saying no, really working on my fitness, reworked the vision board. I'm so excited about that. Passive income is still, you know, growing slowly but steadily. I'm getting payouts every month and they are getting bigger as each month goes by. Summer, by the way, so for those of you who are familiar with the story of the ant and the grasshopper, you will appreciate my next comments. When I was a little girl, my mom used to read that damn story to me all the time. And I think I liked it because she wouldn't have kept reading it if I didn't. And the whole idea is the ant works like a dog during the summertime in preparation for winter, when it's hard to, when you can't grow anything. So basically the ant is like scurrying around and stocking up for the winter and growing things and just preparing for when times are lean. For entrepreneurs, this is the time when you should really be preparing for fall, especially as digital entrepreneurs. People will be reading certain types of content on saving money for the holidays, on holiday shopping, holiday travel. They'll be attending a lot more conferences as the year goes on. There's like all these opportunities to prepare for making money in the fall. So during the summer, I would strongly encourage you, don't take your foot off the gas. Like this is when you should really be pushing hard. The majority of the work that I'm doing this year will happen between now and November. I'm going all in from now into November. And the reason why is because now this will be like, so I am an entrepreneur now, but before I considered myself self-employed, okay? And one of the things I've noticed is that December, from about the end of, no, November, depending on if you have a product or not, that's when projects start to taper off. So December, especially in February, are months where it's really tricky. Like you may not have business. Okay. There's a reason why a lot of online entrepreneurs gear up for sales of their products in March. Like, it just, you know, people ease into the new year. They're focused on certain things. My point is, every year that I've worked for myself, December and February are painful. Painful. January is an opportunity if you have a product or a giveaway or just something that gets people on your email list so you can sell later. But this is the moment now that you should be taking to grow your business. You should be going all at it. And what I would say is this. The great thing about working during the summer, if you're working for yourself, you can sit on a patio. They're beautiful. It doesn't feel as bad because you're getting some sunshine and energy, you know, that energizes you. So I'm doing a lot more work, but I get up early because the sun, you know, rises early. I get my workout in. I work during the heat of the day. Then as it cools off, I'll go to my garden. I'll go on another walk, work out. So I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. That's all I've got to say for you today. I'm super excited about the interviews that I will be sharing this month. You will love it. They all have videos as well, like short videos that are a little different from the content for the interviews. So next week's guest, I haven't decided yet, but I'm very excited about the guests on the show. I think you will enjoy them. And please subscribe, like the show, contact me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this slightly rambling episode. If you're looking to save money on spending on groceries, alcohol, Amazon, what have you, and you haven't downloaded the Ibotta app, you got to get on Ibotta. Ibotta is a Colorado local company. I've actually met the CEO. He's a cool guy. All they do is help you save money. I love this. Each person who signs up for the app will receive $10 towards their first initial payout after they redeem their first savings. Typically, you have to do it within 2 weeks, though, so just heads up. Love, love, love Ibotta. Super cool way to save money on groceries, things like that. And I'm looking at how I can use Ibotta and my Amazon Prime membership and kind of double up on savings at Whole Foods. I'll keep you posted on that as well. So have a great day. Take care. And thanks for listening.